They were trapped inside the dreams they had chosen. They were prisoners of the love they shared. Only responsive to each other's action, never ready to talk or to care. Never ready to talk or care. Never ready to talk or care. She had touched him when he needed attention, sheltered him from all the hurt, given him a reason to keep on living, but his mind was broken and disturbed. They'd made new plans to make a fresh start, to put all the past behind, turn over new leaves, open the doors, and travel highways only they could find. Yeah, travel highways only they could find. Yeah, travel highways only they could find. And she told him that not one of her lovers was a better man or kinder than he. For he was special, one of a kind, he'd always be the man of her dreams. And so it was throughout the years, he would always keep his thoughts to himself, never able to talk of his feelings, never able to put up a defense. She was waiting for a change to come, a better day to walk in the sun. It was then she realized that she'd never finish just what she'd begun. Just what she'd begun. She'd never finish what she had begun. For simple people, they'd led complicated lives, always dodging in and out of view. She was hoping for a sign of some change, and that inside him his love still grew. But in all human stories there comes the time when love finally dies. That's the reason why it had to happen, yeah. Betty's gonna cry. Poor Betty's gonna cry. Yeah, Betty's gonna cry.